This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, and welcome to what is your full match preview for our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, travelling down once again to London, but this time to face in-form Tottenham Hotspur. Loads coming up in this one, including team news, stats, facts, Magic Moss, our score predictions, and we've got something brand new to tell you about, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Just before we get started, I do want to say a massive big thank you to all of you guys out there that have not only subscribed but become members of the channel. Please make sure that you do message our socials so we can get you on the private members Discord group. Goodness me, I'm really looking forward to going to this one again. I always love going down to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. An absolutely fantastic stadium. And yeah, did a really good interview yesterday with Chris, who was the Spurs fan, about their thoughts. So make sure you do check that one out. I will put it on the end screen for you. Looking ahead to the game, Tottenham have actually lost three of their last four league games against Wolves, would you believe, including the last two in a row. They've never lost three consecutive league matches against Wolves before, but Chelsea said the same thing. Following their 2-1 win at Molineux in November, Wolves are looking to complete their first ever league double over Tottenham since the 2009-2010 season. And since Wolves returned to the Premier League in 2018, only Chelsea and Liverpool, four each, have won more away games against Tottenham than Wolves, with three. So we do have a good record against Tottenham, and this is why I'm going to feel reasonably positive, even though I know a lot of the Tottenham fans are very confident. However, only Liverpool have won more Premier League games at home than Tottenham this season. Tottenham have won nine and won their last five in a row. But if you do remember, it was a very similar record to Chelsea when we went there. And having gone 14 games without a win in the capital, Wolves have won our last two trips to London. Interestingly, since losing 1-0 to Wolves in March 2023, Tottenham have scored in each of their last 36 Premier League matches. In Premier League history, the only team with a stronger scoring run is Arsenal between May 2001 and November 2002, which was a run of 55 games. So something else that we can aim to break. Let's hope we do. So next up, we're going to go to Magic Moss, and then we're going to come back with the team news and also something that I want to tell you about.
So we're here with Magic Moss. And who have you got with you today, Dad?
Nearly the elephant.
Well, it's something anyway. Yeah. No, Derek.
Oh, I don't know where he is. He bloody run off.
Is that because of the Brentford result?
Oh, he's absolutely upset about it. He's really... Oh, he said, what a lot of rubbish. Now it is.
So he ain't bit you or anything?
Hey?
He's not bit you this time. He's not bitten you.
Oh, he ain't bitten me this time, no. He's sulking, though.
He's sulking. Dad, Tottenham Hotspur away. What were we thinking for that, then?
Oh, well, I hope we can beat them 2-0.
Are you going to stick with your famous 2-0? Yeah, I mean, it's getting a bit predictable. People will stop watching you if you keep saying 2-0.
Well, I'll have Wolves to win 3-1.
Don't you don't have to change it just because I said that. Are you going with 2-0 or you still, or you want 3-1?
You want me to change it on January?
No, I didn't say I want you. I said, but like, you know, you could, you need to spice it up sometimes, not go 2-0.
Well, you're spicing it up 2-0. If they win 2-0, they win 2-0. If they know, they lose.
Is that because one of these days they're going to win 2-0 and you'll be proven right?
It should have been 2-0 today, but...
It was 2-0 the other day to Brentford. And look at Nelly.
Yeah, he's really...
Nelly's like, don't really know what's going on, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right, Dad, so you what's your score prediction?
2-1.
2-1. OK, to Wolves?
What do you think? Yes.
And who's going to score?
Well, I don't know. I hope Wang is back.
You're going to go with Wang?
Yeah, I hope Kuna's back. Kuna. And we'll have Petro.
So that's 3-1, Dad, if we score three.
Yeah.
You said 2-1.
Yeah, so well, I'll make it 3-1 then.
Make it 3-1, Dad. Dad, I love how decisive you are. Have you got a song for everyone?
They try to tell us we're too young to really fall in love. They say that love's a word you've only heard, and can't begin to know the meaning of. And yeah, we're not too young to know this love. We'll last though years may go, and then Wolves are gonna beat Tottenham 3-1. And we might see Jenny next week.
Let's hope. Love you, Dad.
Love you, son. Look after yourself and everybody else.
Always Wolves.
Always Wolves, David. Toodaloo.
So I hope my dad put a smile on your face, as he always does. Do you agree with his thoughts? Before I go on any further, I just want to tell you that we've got a brand new app that we've partnered with, SofaScore. This app is absolutely fantastic. It gives you so much insight onto everything, including individual players and stuff like that. And the best of all, it is absolutely free and you do not even need to register. So make sure that you get on that, download it, use that special link that's in the description, or use this QR code. Let me know in the comment section if you've downloaded it, please, and let me know how you're going to get onto it, because we're going to be doing a lot more with SofaScore over the coming weeks. So make sure you do download it. As I say, it's completely free. You don't have to register, you don't have to put any money in it or anything like that. It's totally free to use. So on to the team. What team will start? Well, we do know, of course, that Matheus Cunha is out. And he's going to be out for quite a few weeks, 6 weeks, maybe more, with a hamstring. Let's hope he gets back sooner. So we know he's out the picture. It just seems typical, doesn't it, that Wolves can't get our primary front three of Neto, Wang and Cunha on the pitch at the same time. As soon as one comes back, another one seems to get injured. But that is football. I do think he'll probably go with the same back three as normal. I do worry about Dawson getting caught out with pace, but he is very experienced and hopefully he'll have a much better game than he did against Brentford. So I think he'll probably start with the normal back three and, of course, the normal wing backs. Ryan Aitnuri, I think, will probably get the nod for his pace, and also Semedo. In the middle of the park, I think he'll probably stick with Gomez and Lamina for this one, because we're going to need to win the ball back. I do love Tommy Doyle and I wouldn't be averse to if he started, but judging by recent games, it looks as if that's the two, and it might be the right game. I think Tommy Doyle was more of a starter game for Brentford than me. And then the front three, for me, it's got to be Neto, Sarabia, and hopefully he is fit now, Wang Hee-chan. And it is going to be kind of the South Korean derby, isn't it? Because both him and Son played recently in the Asia Cup and got knocked out in that semi-final, which they'll both be disappointed. Son did make an impact for Tottenham at the weekend, setting up their winner right late. And Tottenham do get involved with late goals, conceding and scoring. So let's expect that this could go all the way. In terms of score prediction, wow. I was watching a video earlier on today of that 3-2 win that Wolves did with, you know, just before the pandemic, when we were all dreaming of even making Champions League. It was crazy.
and Wolves came back twice and eventually won the game 3-2. I think this is going to be a game with goals. We know Tottenham are going to be on the front foot. They play a really, really high line. But I think Gary O'Neill will have a game plan. And, you know, we've got to try and exploit that high line. And we have got pace and we have got the players to do that with Wang, Sarabia, and even more so Pedro Neto. Obviously, the bench might come into play and they will probably have a stronger bench than us. They are at home. They're going to be massive favourites. They're super confident. As I say, I spoke to Chris, the Tottenham fan, and he's really super confident. But I think if they're a little bit overconfident, that could play into Wolves' hands. So I'm going to go with a Tottenham Hotspur 2, Wolves 3, and a repeat of that famous victory. Come on, you've got to dream. You've got to believe, haven't you? Leave your thoughts in the comments section below. And of course, don't forget to hit that link for the free download. No registration needed for SofaScore. And let me know how you're getting on with that. Until the next one, I'm Dazzling Dave. Always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.